You're listening to the Nick Bonsanto Show. Follow Nick at nickbonsantoshow.com and on Twitter and Facebook at Nick Bonsanto Show.
Oh, very happy to have you on board the program today. Always enjoy having you here with us. And, you know, I love when we get the opportunity to speak to people in the world of sports that I really enjoy watching on the field to play. And I'm really looking forward to this opportunity right now. And it comes to us courtesy of our friends at Pepsi Next. Happy to talk to rookie running back for the Cincinnati Bengals, Giovanni. They call him Gio Bernard. How you doing, Gio?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really, really well. And, you know, I got to be honest with you. You were in your game this weekend. I was actually got up, stood up, clapped my hands when you made your way into the end zone. I'm going to be honest. I watched you fly into the end zone this week, and I went, that's the way to do it, my man. I mean, I was pumped for you. How pumped were you?
I was definitely pumped. I mean, whenever you get in the end zone, especially in the NFL, especially in such a tough, you know, conference like ours, just getting into the end zone is a blessing in itself. And I almost broke my neck on that, trying to do that. But thank God, you know, that I'm okay and that I'm fine. And but it was definitely fun. It was worth it. And that feeling after scoring a touchdown in the NFL is like no other.
Yeah, so that's the first one, right? I mean, where's the ball?
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to like boost my ego up, but I did have two against the Steelers on that Monday night one.
All right, I messed up. No. call me an idiot. I'm sorry, Gio.
It's the way it goes.
It's the way. Are you going to be one of these running backs that keeps all the touchdown balls?
I've never been that type of guy that, you know, that I've always want. Oh, you know, I should keep that one, or I want that one. But you know, for me, you know, winning is, you know, what I really hold on to. And the fact that we came out, and you know, even despite the four turnovers that we had against the Packers, we were still able to come out with the win. And that means a lot more than a game ball or scoring a touchdown.
Hey, we're talking with Gio Bernard, Bengals running back, here on the program. Let me ask you this: you mentioned the Packers win, and you know, if anybody was watching that game like I was, and I know many people were watching it because it was the best game on the docket this past weekend, it looks bleak. It looks bleak, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, here comes Terrence Newman. He picks up the fumble, 58 yards. You go in, you win 34-30. Take me through the emotion of the sideline when that's going on.
Well, first, I mean, you know, the defense, I mean, our defense literally played not only defense, but they played offense for us this past game. And they really stepped up, and they really kept, you know, the team up the entire game. And if it wasn't for them, that game would have been a long game, really. And they did a great job of just holding Aaron Rodgers, you know, doing what, you know, even despite the fourth turnovers, having to hold Aaron Rodgers to only 30 points is definitely a feat in itself. But offensively, I mean, we did a good job of being able to come back and keeping our cool and, you know, making plays when we needed it. But we just got to limit the turnovers. And we knew that was something that we got to work on and continue to work on.
Yeah, and, you know, Gio, one of the things, you know, the Bengals are a team. I mean, you come onto a team this year, you're the new guy. And you get onto a team this year that's been to the playoffs now a couple of years. I mean, doesn't have the huge winning tradition, but I think it is something that's being built there. And, I mean, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm one of the guys in the media. Now I don't want to put pressure on you here, Gio, but I'm going to be honest. I picked you to win the Super Bowl, and that's not BS. I picked you to win the Super Bowl. But, you know, and I may be one of the exceptions, but expectations are higher. How do you manage those expectations and strive to get to a Super Bowl like guys like me are predicting?
Definitely. I think, you know, for us, you know, as an organization, we expect that out of ourselves this year. We know we have all, you know, the pieces to the puzzle, and it's just a matter of, you know, making that, you know, putting all the pieces into the right spot. We have, you know, across the board, great players. I mean, offensively and defensively, and you know, our coaches are there. They're there to help each and every single day. So we have all the pieces. For us, it's just a matter of, you know, turning out the games and, you know, coming out with the W. No matter despite whatever happens in that game, we just have to win. We just have to find a way to come out victorious in whatever game that we're playing and whatever opponent that we're going up against. So for us, we expect that out of ourselves. And you know, losing to Chicago that first week definitely, you know, made us realize, you know, just, you know, with all the, you know, the projections of us and all that stuff, you know, that's not going to get us to the, you know, that's not going to get us into the playoffs. So we have to go out there and play tough every week. And after that Chicago game, I think that really, you know, turned us out for the best. And we just have the mentality of that nobody can stop us. And we just have to go out there and just play and be tough.
Speaking with Bengals rookie running back Giovanni Bernard, Gio, when you look at it now, I mean, you know, it's interesting. I think a lot of people, me included, may have looked past what you have coming up this week in the Browns, but the Browns showed some folks last week that they aren't ready to roll over and die. After you watch, or you're probably in the process of watching some of the film now, did they do some things that surprised you and have you a little on guard for this coming week, things you know you're going to have to do better?
Well, you know, the thing for me, you know, I think for offensively, we know we can't have four turnovers. We got to limit those. And it was the same thing against Chicago. We had, I think, two or three turnovers that game, but, you know, and we lost that game. So we know that, you know, turnovers are the way to lose a game, but our defense really kept us in it this past week against the Packers. So for us, it's just being smart with the ball, because we know we have playmakers across the board. We know we have playmakers on the offensive side and defensive side. We just have to hold on to the ball and just not make, you know, little mistakes that, you know, that we know that can turn, come back and turn us and, you know, just mess up the whole game for us.
Yeah. Hey, Gio, you mentioned the playmakers, and I do like how the Bengals are constituted. Who's the one guy? If there's one guy on your team that you look at and you go, wow, did he just do that? Who is it?
I mean, there's guys on defense that every game that I've watched and every practice that I see how fast they are. I mean, you got a guy like James Harrison, a guy that's been in it for so long. A guy that's not only, you know, a team leader, but a guy that's a vocal leader. I mean, he's done everything right, and he's doing a great job of kind of holding our defense together. And he's somebody that, you know, when I watch and I see how dedicated he is to the game, it really makes you think about how much more I have to do to be at that level. And, I mean, even on our days off like today, I mean, he's in there working out, I mean, putting up some serious weight, even on our day off, you know, 2 days after a game. So he's a guy, you know, I definitely want to, you know, try to model my game after in the sense of, you know, how to take the game seriously and how to be a veteran. But he's somebody, you know, I definitely try to follow and try to understand what he does to get better every day.
Yeah. Hey, we're speaking with Gio Bernard, rookie running back for the Cincinnati Bengals. And, Gio, you are nominated for the Pepsi Next Rookie of the Week. And I know people can vote at NFL.com/rookies. I mean, that's got to be a great honor. And how great are the people at Pepsi Next for putting this together?
Definitely. It's definitely an honor just to be able to, you know, I mean, in my mind, it's still kind of like a dream kind of feeling, one, to be in the NFL, and two, to even be nominated Rookie of the Week. Because I remember when I was younger and I'd, you know, see these guys, you know, being nominated for Rookie of the Week and whatnot. And it's just crazy that, you know, that could be me, or that can be me one of these days. So it's definitely cool to be, you know, nominated Rookie of the Week. And, I mean, fans can go on there at NFL.com/rookies and, you know, vote for whoever they think is best Rookie of the Week. So it's hopefully they think it's me, but we'll see how it goes.
And I know the good folks Pepsi Next are proud to be able to bring that award to you. I mean, there's some great rookies in the league this year. Is there a guy that you got close to, like, leading up to the draft that you're really interested to see how his year goes?
Well, you know, I think there's some other guys, you know that played at Carolina with me. I mean, a guy like Sly, Sylvester Williams, the D tackle from the Broncos, a guy, you know, that I've played with. I mean, there's guys across the board, you know, that I've always, you know, kept my eye on just because I went through the process with. But another running back that I did, you know, build a relationship with was Le'Veon Bell from the Steelers. And a guy that, you know, I definitely feel for because, you know, he has that injury. And, I mean, I've been praying for him ever since it happened. And that's a guy I've really kept my eye on just because, one, not only he's a great guy on the field, but he's also a better person off the field. So he's a guy that, you know, I'm definitely going to be following me, being in our division as well. We're going to be close friends, you know, throughout these years, and I'm hoping the best for him, and I hope he can get back on the field as soon as possible.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking with Giovanni Bernard, and he comes to us courtesy of the good folks at Pepsi Next, and they have their Rookie of the Week competition you can vote on each week at NFL.com/rookies. And this week, Gio Bernard is one of the nominated rookies. And And don't forget, you know, when fans vote, you can also watch a web series where Pepsi next celebrates some of the unbelievable hidden talents of the star rookies like Gio Bernard and some of the other guys, Geno Smith, Tavon Austin, and all of those guys. And, you know, Gio, I'm very serious when I say this. I wish you the best of luck, and I really am. I'm rooting for the Bengals. I did not grow up a Bengals fan, but I have to tell you, you guys are making fans out of me, and I love what you're doing there, and I just hope you keep it up.
Definitely. I mean, I think you and me are both on the same boat. We just want to continue to keep rolling and keep this going. And we know we have a lot of playmakers here, and we know we have the, you know, the tools to, you know, for a Super Bowl type team. And we just want to go out there and just win and be happy and have fun doing it.
Yeah. Speaking of playmakers, Gio Bernard, we're just speaking with him, rookie running back for the Bengals. He's one of them himself. Hey, Gio, thanks so much. Much continued success, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Giovanni Bernard with us, courtesy of our good friends at Pepsi Next, and we will continue on. It's the Nick Bonsanto Show on the Sports Byline USA Network.